Good morning. This is the early tech briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Friday, May 23rd. I'm Bill Fantini. In the tech headlines, a new Google tablet. TiVo swings to a profit. And we're scooping up Xbox Ones and PS4s. Google reportedly is developing a new cutting-edge tablet as it continues to experiment with advanced vision capabilities for mobile devices. People briefed on the company's plan say it will produce about 4,000 of the prototype tablets beginning next month. They add that the device would come with a 7-inch screen and be equipped with two back cameras, infrared depth sensors, and advanced software that can capture precise three-dimensional images of objects. Hewlett-Packard says its second quarter profit rose, but the computer maker's revenue continued to fall. Total revenue was down 1%. HP announced it's cutting an additional 11,000 to 16,000 jobs. The company previously announced it was cutting 34,000 positions as part of a restructuring plan. TiVo swung to a first-quarter profit. The maker of television set-top boxes reported the highest level of subscriptions in company history and also an increase in its service and technology revenues. GameStop's first-quarter earnings rose 25% as continued strong demand for the Xbox One and PlayStation 4 led sales growth. Sales at stores open at least a year were up by almost 6%. As we continue, why you might want to look into getting a password manager.
You just watched the market close in Shanghai. New York doesn't open for a couple of hours, so there's time to fit in a session at the gym, squeeze in a haircut, go hit a few balls at the driving range, shoot off some emails, and maybe even breakfast across town. And you'll still be the first one in the office. You're always ready to go the extra mile. Fortunately, so is your Cadillac. With Cadillac Certified Service, our experts make sure your Cadillac is as ready to go as you are.
For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand-name tires at your Cadillac dealer. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
Facebook is introducing what it calls an expanded privacy checkup tool. Basically, it will remind you about privacy settings and allow you to review things like who you're posting to, which apps you use, and the privacy of important information in your profile. That's according to a company blog post. An example could be a pop-up message that says, "Sorry to interrupt, you haven't changed who can see your posts lately, so we just wanted to make sure you're sharing this with the right audience." Finally today, do you have 15 different passwords for 15 different websites? Do you have trouble keeping track of them all? If you do, try using password managers.
These have gone from something that kind of helped solve a slight pain point to actually something I think is almost a necessity for living in this new world we have with all of these accounts and all of our stuff stored up in the cloud.
The Journal's Jeffrey Fowler says Dashlane has good security and is easy to use.
It syncs up all of your passwords as well as other information like your credit card numbers and your IDs across all of your different devices. It'll learn your passwords as you're using on a PC, on a web browser, and then also on your iPad or iPhone.
Remember to check the latest news at WSJ.com. I'm Bill Fantini at the Wall Street Journal.